Will the presidential candidates opt for style or substance? One thing's for sure, tonight's town hall style format between President Barack Obama and challenger Mitt Romney will look much different than their first meeting. Also, UW-Madison political scientist Barry Burden says the first debate changed the dynamic of the campaign, with Romney coming out ahead.
So there's now some pressure on the president to come back in a more aggressive way in the second debate.
Conventional wisdom is that debates don't typically change public opinion much. That is, until now.
You know, all bets are off. It looks like these debates are having an effect for whatever reason.
Burden says perhaps some voters are finding information in the debates that they didn't find elsewhere. He says the narrative around Romney had previously been driven by groups supporting the incumbent, but the debate gives candidates an opportunity to state their case.
So the stories about the 47% comments or his tax returns or anything else were really dominating the news. And the debate featured none of that. He obviously didn't bring those things up because they were unflattering, and Obama, for whatever reason, decided not to address those issues.
The first debate had the two candidates standing behind their lecterns, talking about facts and figures and discussing policies. Tonight's 90-minute discussion involves questions from real people, directly addressing the candidates and communicating on a more personal level.
It's going to reveal more of the human side of the candidates and their ability to empathize with the situation that voters find themselves in, and talk about how their actions in office will deal with the concerns that voters have.
Obama and Romney have been practicing for tonight's event with coaching from advisors. Burden expects viewership to be high and for the candidates to take the debate very seriously. He says it's a balancing act between being confident enough without being perceived as overly aggressive or annoying. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.